And I ask you, will you do something? You say, no, I
can't.
Or I won't.
Won't.
And did I ask you last time about done dead, about done worked? And
seemed like you did, I'm not sure.
And if, the other expression I wanted to ask you about was if someone asks you, will you be able to do that? And you say, well, now I be able to do that. I just do it.
I believe I can, or something.
How about I might could do it?
Well, maybe I'd say.
You wouldn't say I might could do it, though.
I don't think so.
All right. And if, you were asked about it, I asked you this about if you didn't owe anything to anybody, you'd say, no, I'm not.
You did.
Did I ask? I think I remember talking about that. I'm not sure if we did that one or not. If I say, are you able to do that? You say, yes, I
am. I think
I can do it.
I can do that.
And you say, no, I
can't.
And you say there was an accident up the road. And you say we drove up there and we saw that accident on the road, and I didn't bother to call the doctor, because by the time I got there, there was no sense to call a doctor. Because by the time we got there, that terrible accident, the man was
dead.
Now, did you ever hear "done dead" used in that
no.
sense? That isn't that the. You say I'm really tired.
I'd
what?
Say already dead.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Now, you know, I wanted to ask, I'm all finished with the questions now, but I wanted to ask you one other thing. You know, did you read a lot? Because you seem to be kind of interested in language.
I don't read. I never did get in the habit of reading when I was in school. Much a lot of people. I probably just eat up books, but I read just fairly, I guess. I'm not a great reader. Now my wife was a great reader. She reads every book she get a hold of, thing. But I never did. When I young, I had to work and didn't have time. I never got the habit of reading.
Did your wife? Did she belong to any organizations or clubs or anything?
Yeah, just the women's clubs, like the church group
and
home demonstration thing like it. And
I see. Now, was that, she was the one who belonged to the book? I saw that library thing out.
Yeah, I'll tell you, she kept a home library here. It's just mostly for the district. It don't cover a big territory, but it's a traveling library, you know. They go around the bus, pick up 1 week, and then a few weeks more,
they'll pick up again
and exchange the books, you know, and take away those that read. She read a good many books out of that. She has one reason to give it.
I see. She kept the books then for kind of
traveling library, you know.
For the district, I see.
And everybody get them here, you know, for convenience, to come and get books on different things.
Do they still have that?
Now they have, but somebody else, after my wife died, somebody had to take it, and so it's up the hall here at Connie's. Miss Connie, but she's been sick now right a few days, a week. I don't know who. I guess they still have the books there, but they'll pick them up, somebody else get them, and she don't get able to take care of them.
Did they have, what about, the other thing I want to ask about the schools around here, where is the nearest school?
Well, now they've shut down all these little schools, and
they have a community school, or a...
No, they don't have any schools at all out in the country more. They're around, where the high schools are. Now the new one over here, David Crockett, and the new one back over here towards the Great Station, it's Boone.
Yeah.
Boone High School.
Davy Crockett is in Jonesboro, isn't it?
Yeah, all the people around here. My grandson lives just through the woods here. They go over there. The bus picks them up.